Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental. Hello, and welcome to 433 on this lovely Monday afternoon. This is your host, Gregory Gann. 433 program dedicated to new music, experimental and avant-garde, on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Danger, he says in Russian. That was Velimir Khlebnikov, a Russian futurist poet who lived between 1885-1922. And the piece, I don't know if you can even call it a piece, is called The Radio of the Future. Kind of a beautiful, evocative, utopian piece that may very well have been performed on, early radio of the Soviet Union. I wanted to play a little bit of music that I discovered this week. This is by a favorite composer of 433, Nicole Lisée, and it's performed by Sean Matevetsky, a Montreal-based tabla player. This piece is called Metal Jacket for Tabla and Harmonium, and it runs about 11 minutes? Something around that. In any case, I hope you enjoy it. Metal Jacket for Tabla and Harmonium, Nicole Lisée. Thank you. The Now Ensemble. That's from the album Now, released in January 2008 on New Amsterdam Records. Oh, the Now Ensemble is a seven-piece kind of chamber orchestra, as they say, for the 21st century, or for the now. This was a track called Folk Music by Judd Greenstein. And it's quite an eclectic mix of instruments that Now Ensemble features: a flute, a clarinet, an electric guitar, double bass, and a piano. Is that seven? That's not even close to seven. Well, you know, you get the idea. Bass clarinets in there as well. I guess a little bit melancholy, but also a little bit driving. And this is the kind of music that we like to hear on a Monday afternoon. I got a phone call from someone driving right now, and I hope that propelled them home a little quicker. I'm going to put on a couple of public service announcements, and then we'll be back very shortly with the second half of the show, where we'll feature a very special piece by Jocelyn Morlock and another by R. Murray Schafer.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of pool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across it, and we're making it like hell. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clydesville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clydesville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're gonna have a hell of a time saying what it is.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gaila Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together. We now know
that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide, that this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against indigenous peoples.
When we speak to the residential school, when we speak to the 60 scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak it about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Well, that was heavy. Armory Schaefer. Three solos. I'm going to play you track 3, Deluxe Suite for piano, courtesy of Center Discs. Thank you. That was our Marie Schaefer with Deluxe Suite for Piano. Coming up next, a very special work by a wonderful Vancouver-based composer Jocelyn Morlock. This is called Oiseau Bleu et Sauvage. Blue and Wild Birds. Performed by the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, this is off the newest release by Jocelyn Morlock of her chamber and symphonic works, and it's called Cobalt, again courtesy of Center Discs. And the reason that I play this now is that Jocelyn, who has currently been named the composer in residence of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, may grace our show next week. If not next week, the week after that for sure. So please stay tuned. You can follow me on Twitter for further announcements. CITR_433. Meanwhile, I hope you enjoy this wonderful Monday evening. And the rest of the week as well. This has been Gregory Gann with 433. Program dedicated to new music, experimental and avant-garde. And I hope you'll join me again the next week, 6 to 7 p.m. Coming up, GAC with Exploding Head Movies, 7 to 9 today. Again, this is Oiseau Bleu et Sauvage, Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, performing Jocelyn Morlock. Thank you for listening.
and racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.